Oh, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading to you from the 2018 revised version of the Independent Living Reference and Resource Notebook from the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. Section 12, Health and Fitness. Tips for communicating with your healthcare team. Talking to your doctor can be difficult. Regardless of your diagnosis, hearing about it may leave you feeling frightened or overwhelmed. Good communication with your doctor will help improve the quality of care you receive. Here are some ways to improve communication with your healthcare team. Remember that you are the consumer. As a patient, it is important to remember that you are a consumer of healthcare. The best way to begin making difficult decisions about healthcare is to educate yourself. 2. Bring someone with you to your appointments. It is always helpful to have support, and the person can serve as a second set of ears. He or she may also be able to think of questions to ask your doctor or remember details about your symptoms you may have forgotten. 3. Prepare a list of questions beforehand. This way, you don't forget to ask about something that was important to you. Make sure your questions are specific and brief because your doctor has limited time. Once you're at your appointment, ask your most important questions first. 4. Write down your doctor's answers. Taking notes will help you remember your doctor's responses and instructions. It also allows you to go over the information later when you have more time to concentrate or do research. If possible, tape record your visit. Taping your conversation gives you a chance to hear specific information again or share it with family members or friends. Questions that you can ask your doctor. 1. What are my treatment options? 2. What is the recommended treatment? 3. How often will I receive treatment? 4. What are the possible side effects? 5. What are the possible benefits and risks of this treatment? 6. How much will my treatment cost? 7. If I have questions during my treatment and my doctor is not available, who can I ask? 8. Is there any information I can read about this treatment and procedure? And lastly, 9. Is there anything else I should know? For your medications, you need to know your prescription drug or drugs, and you want to have like a sheet of paper that you go into your physician with that will list, he can write or she can write in, which drugs you're on, prescription drugs, the dosage strength, how often it is to be taken, and when taken. Scriptability, accessible prescription labels, audible output, large print, translation, braille, audible output. A small electronic tag is attached to the prescription container. This tag stores the same data found on the printed label. A ScripTalk station reader reads the label out loud. The reader is provided free of charge to patients. ScriptView. These are large print labels. A booklet-style label printed in high-contrast large font is attached to the prescription container. A 2D barcode provides access to additional drug data via a smartphone app. Translation. Medication instructions and drug warnings can be translated into one of 17 languages. And finally, Braille. A clear, adhesive Braille overlay is placed over the prescription container label for quick identification of medication, as well as instructions and other important information. Scriptability. To request at a participating pharmacy. 1. Customers can choose an already participating pharmacy and make their request. The pharmacy will help get prescriptions transferred to the new location and affix the labels on the next refill of medications. we are adding new participating pharmacies daily, so in order to find the most up-to-date listing, you can go to our website at www.envisionamerica.com/ourpharmacies or call 800-890-1180. Again, that is 800-890-1180. Okay, number two, the pharmacy will notify Envision America that the patient needs a reader sent to them. Envision America will contact the patient to verify their address, shipping options, and go over the terms and conditions of the free loan program. Three, if a customer does not hear from us within a week of requesting at their pharmacy, they should ask their pharmacist if they sent in the patient approval form yet or contact Envision America to check on status of their pharmacy. Local pharmacies. Rite Aid and Walmart can provide script talk at any location, but you might find the first person to request it at your location. You might need to provide your pharmacist with the following information. At Rite Aid, Script Talk, Script View, Braille. Rite Aid provides Script Talk, Script View, and Braille through their specialty pharmacy. Pharmacists can search the portal for Scriptability instructions. Labels are distributed from the Rite Aid specialty pharmacy and mailed to the local retail location to be affixed to the bottle, Walmart or Sam's Club. Script Talk. Pharmacists can search for the WIRE wire for, quote, Script Talk, end quote, for information. Each Walmart location orders the necessary equipment from Walmart Corporate to create and affix the labels at the local retail location. Costco, Script Talk. Patients can request the pharmacist call the Costco help desk for more information on how to provide Script Talk labels. Script Talk labels will be created at a central location and sent to the local pharmacy and affixed to the prescription. Mail order pharmacies. CVS.com. Mail order. 888-702-2011. Again, CVS.com. Mail order telephone number. 888-702-2011. Walmart mail order. Script Talk only. Telephone number 888-227-3403. Again, Walmart mail order. Script Talk only. 888-227-3403. Pharmacy Benefit Management mail orders. Pharmacy Benefit Management, Caremark, which provides Script Talk, Script View, and Braille. And Caremark phone number is 800-552-8159. Again, that's 800-552-8159. Pharmacy Benefit Management mail orders Optum Rx, Script Talk, Script View, and Braille are provided. For the public, it is phone number 855-475-5088. Again, that is 855-475-5088. If you're an employer or private, phone call is 855-505-8107. That's 855-505-8107. Aetna provides Script Talk, Script View, and Braille. Aetna's phone number, 800-262-2226. Again, that's 800-262-2226. Humana provides Script Talk and Braille. Their phone number, 877-320-1235. Option 9 for special accommodations. Option 2 for Spanish or email accessibility, that's accessibility, at humana.com. Again, Humana's phone number is 877-320-1235. Option 9 for special accommodations. Option 2 for Spanish. And finally, Express Scripts provides script talk and Braille. Contact Envision America to participate. Express Scripts phone number is 1-800-890-1180. Again, Express Scripts, 1-800-890-1180. To request at a non-participating pharmacy, customers can talk to their current pharmacist about accessible prescription label options and request scriptability solution that best, or the scriptability solution that best meets their needs. The pharmacist can contact Envision America for information about providing scriptability access prescription labels. For more information, contact Envision, and that's Envision America Incorporated, 1-800-890-1180. Again, that is Envision America Incorporated, 800-890-1180. Want your medicine delivered to your home at no extra charge and a free healthcare item every month? Ask your doctor if you qualify. Physicians Pharmacy Alliance. For more information, call 866-463-5550. Again, that is Physicians Pharmacy Alliance, number 866-463-5550, for medicine delivered to your home at no extra charge. There's also a local number for a lady by the name of Shanna or Shannon Myers. Her phone number is 919-810-6840. That's 810-6840, and that's the 919 area code. So in an emergency, the last thing you should worry about is paying for the ambulance. All right, it's $60 per year. For $60 per year, you can be covered. Your entire household can be covered. Join Wake Rescue and EMS Fund today at www.wakegov.com/EMS Fund. Emergencies happen, and ambulance transport can cost more than $500. Most insurance providers, including Medicare, expect you to pay 20% or more of the ambulance bill. Join the Wake County EMS Fund today. Your $60 membership covers emergency 911 ambulance transports to a local hospital from anywhere in Wake County for all family members living in your household during the membership period. Your insurance will be billed, but you pay nothing out of pocket after insurance. Your coverage period begins 2 days after receipt of your payment and ends on October 31st of the next year. Additional funds beyond $60 will be considered a donation to your local rescue agency. Join today. To become an EMS Fund member, please fill out the attached form and mail it with your check or money order, please no cash, payable to Wake Rescue and EMS Fund, or call 844-409-2031 to pay by credit card. Participating agencies: Wake County Emergency Medical Services System, Apex EMS, Cary EMS, Eastern Wake EMS. If you have any questions, call Wake EMS Info Line at 919-856-6205. Again, call WAKE EMS Info Line at 919-856-6205. And in small print, we have your Wake County Rescue and EMS Fund membership covers emergency 911 transports from Wake County to the nearest appropriate hospital. It does not cover non-emergency or air transports. Your insurance will be billed each time you use the program. A $25 processing fee will be charged on returned checks. You will receive emergency ambulance transport regardless of your participation in this program. So for just $60 a year, you can be covered. Your entire household can be covered. So here's some more information. Additional funds beyond $60 will be considered a donation to your local rescue agency. Your coverage period starts 2 business days after your payment and continues until the end of the program year, October 31. Contact the Wake County Rescue and EMS Fund in writing at P.O. Box 603-428, Charlotte, N.C. 28260-3428, or by calling 844-409-2031. That's 844-409-2031 if you have any changes or additions to your household during the year. Updates to terms and conditions are available on our website, wakegov.com/EMS Fund. All right, we're going to continue with brushing and flossing. Keep your teeth and gums healthy. Why brush and floss? Brushing and flossing every day helps keep your teeth and gums healthy. Having clean teeth also makes you look and feel better. Your breath is fresher, your smile is brighter, and your teeth feel smooth. Fighting plaque. Many kinds of bacteria live in the mouth. They collect on the teeth, gums, and tongue. Bacteria quickly forms a sticky film called plaque. Plaque is the major cause of tooth decay and gum disease. Plaque is always forming and needs to be removed every day. Brushing removes plaque from the tooth surfaces and around the gum line. Flossing breaks up plaque between teeth and under gums. How to brush? Proper brushing should take about 2 to 3 minutes. Use a soft brush and a fluoride toothpaste. Start at one place and work around your mouth. Brush each tooth as instructed. 1. Hold the brush at a 45-degree angle at the gum line. Gently brush using a circular motion. Don't scrub or use a lot of pressure. 2. Brush the inner surfaces of the back teeth using the same circular motion. 3. Turn the brush and use the tip to clean the inner surfaces of the upper and lower front teeth. 4. Clean the chewing surfaces using a scrubbing motion. Brush your tongue, then rinse well. How to floss? Floss at least once a day to remove plaque between the teeth and below gums. Start at one place and work all the way around your mouth. Floss between each tooth as instructed. 1. Wrap 18 inches of floss around your middle fingers. Secure it with your index fingers and thumbs. Ease the floss between your teeth. Wrap it around one side of the tooth, forming a C shape. And 3. Gently work the floss up and down, going below the gum line. Then, Go back to step two and do the other side of the tooth. Note, if you have a bridge or wear braces, use a floss threader to get the floss under the bridge or the wires. Special aids. Your dentist may recommend using these or other dental aids. They can be helpful if you have sensitive teeth, gum disease, bridges, implants, or braces, or if you have trouble gripping the toothbrush or floss. Powered toothbrushes can make cleaning teeth and gums easier. Interdental brushes clean large spaces between teeth and implants. Dental floss breaks up plaque between teeth and under the gums. Some kinds of floss are specially designed to get into tight spaces. Floss holders help get into hard-to-reach places. Floss threaders help you get under braces of bridge work. Prescription antibacterial mouth rinse slows the growth of plaque. Gum stimulators help clean, stimulate, and strengthen gum tissue. Healthy teeth and gums. Regular dental checkups are only part of taking care of your teeth and gums. For the most benefit, choose healthy foods and be sure to brush and floss every day. See your dentist regularly to have your teeth and gums cleaned and checked. Get into a routine. Brush and floss in the morning and before bed at night. Use a fluoride toothpaste to strengthen teeth and fight plaque. Avoid snacking on sugary foods. Choose vegetables, fruit, and foods without added sugar. If you chew gum, try the sugar-free kind. Wake Smiles, Community Dental Outreach, 1863 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604. Wake Smiles, phone number 919-390-6497. That's 919-390-6497. Patients are seen by appointment only, and we must have a current referral form. We only see patients referred by the following participating agencies: Salvation Army, Raleigh Rescue Mission, Alliance Medical Ministry, whose phone number is 919-250-3320. Again, that's Alliance Medical Ministry, 919-250-3320. Merriam Clinic, 919-824-4672. Again, that is Merriam Clinic, 919-824-4672. Urban Ministries Open Door Clinic, 919-832-0820. Urban Ministries Open Door Clinic, 919-832-0820. Please note requirements for Alliance Medical and Merriam Clinic. 1. You or member of household must be employed. Proof of pay stubs or 1040s for everyone in household. 2. Cannot receive any government assistance. 3. No medical or dental insurance. To become eligible, some basic requirements are: you must be a Wake County resident, uninsured, and low income. If you have Medicaid, Medicare, any health or dental insurance, you will not qualify for our services. Please contact an agency listed above for more details. There is a $30 visit fee for each appointment. Most dental services are free to the patient. There are some restrictions to services we provide. Uptown Dentistry takes Medicaid. Dr. Zhang, and that's spelled Z Hang, and they are on Capitol Boulevard. They do not do dentures, but they do make referrals to denture makers. NCAFC, Alliance Medical Ministry. All right, their address, 101 Donald Ross Drive, bus route 15. The county they serve is Wake. Their website is www.alliancemedicalministry.org. And what are the services available? Comprehensive medical care, including acute and primary care, access to medications, lab work, counseling, health screenings, health education, nutrition and wellness programs, access to a community garden, specialty care, days and hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Are walk-ins accepted? No. Eligibility guidelines. You must be 18 or over, uninsured, resident of Wake County, working or living in a household with a working adult, by appointment. New patient packets are available online at website. The fee? Sliding scale fee. Average fee, $20 to $25 per office visit. Bilingual staff? Yes. Director? Meg Rader, Executive Director. Contact information? 919-250-3394. Again, 919-250-3394. Or M. Rader, and that's spelled R-A, D as in dog, E-R, at alliancemedicalministry.org. Primary care, board-certified physicians, or medical providers, in internal medicine or family medicine, provide the medical foundation for patients at Alliance. Upon acceptance as a patient at Alliance, each individual is assigned to a medical provider and continues to see that provider while a patient at our practice. Hours. The clinic is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Doors open at 8:15 a.m. Care provided? Chronic disease management and preventative care. Lab work. Thanks to UNC Rex Healthcare, most lab work is done on-site after the patient's appointment at no additional cost for the patient. Medications. With necessary financial information provided by patients, medication assistance may be available. Monthly Rex mammography bus, established patients only. And well woman exams, established patients over age 45 only. Specialty care? Alliance is grateful to our volunteer providers who donate time to our patients. Specialty care is available in the areas of cardiology, physical therapy, gynecology, ophthalmology for diabetes patients, ENT services, that's ear, nose, and throat, orthopedic services, wound care, screenings. Specialty screenings are available for qualifying patients in the areas of mammography, in partnership with the Rex Foundation's Mobile Mammography Unit, dental, in partnership with the North Carolina Baptist Men's Dental Association, and cardiovascular testing. And you can stay connected. You can sign up with your email address to receive e-news and updates. www.alliancemedicalministry.org/comprehensive-care. Foot care, prepared especially for persons with diabetes. 1. clean. Clean and check feet daily. Wash with warm, not hot, water. Pat dry. Check all over for blisters, corns, calluses, scratches. 2. Condition. Use a moisturizer or cream daily. Choose one without perfume or alcohol. 3. Care. Clip nails straight across with a slight curve at the corners. Let your doctor or foot doctor take care of calluses. 4. Cover. Always wear shoes, sneakers, or slippers to protect your feet. Make sure they fit correctly and don't rub or scratch. Cotton socks let your feet breathe. 5. Use caution and call. Be careful. Walk in good light. Take care in slippery places. Call your doctor if you have pain, swelling, soreness, any change in your feet. Keep your feet healthy to keep them working for you. All right, and foot care don'ts. 1. Don't soak or scrub feet. 2. Don't use drying medicines like iodine or medicated corn pads. 3. Don't try to trim calluses, corns, or ingrown toenails yourself. 4. Don't go barefoot, ever. And there's a picture of a foot ready to step on a upturned tack. 5. Don't wear tight shoes, socks, or garters. 6. Don't ignore any foot or leg problems. Even small ones can get serious. Keep your feet healthy to keep them working for you. Top 5 in medical alerts. Features: lowest rate is with landline at home. Monthly fees around $30 a month. Fees increase with fall detection, no landline, and service beyond the home. Who provides these? Who are the top 5 in medical alerts? 1. Bay Alarm Medical. 877-522-9633. $25 per month, which is the lowest rate. Again, that is Bay Alarm Medical. 877-522-9633. The second one, Medical Guardian. 800-224-6400. Rates start at $30 per month. Again, that is Medical Guardian, 800-224-6400. 3, ADT at 888-824-1572. That's ADT, 888-824-1572. 4, Great Call, just like it sounds, GREATCALL. Their phone number, 800-650-5807. Again, 800-650-5807. And Life Phone with an F, LIFEFONE, phone number 1-877-862-1441. For Life Phone, 1-877-862-1441. All right, on to some therapeutic solutions to improving quality of life. Frequently asked question, OT, low vision services. Your eye doctor has recommended that you receive OT, or occupational therapy, visits to help you do some of the things that you are having trouble with secondary to your visual impairment. Occupational therapists help people do the things they need and want to do in their normal daily routine, in spite of their disability. An occupational therapist who contracts with Therapeutic Solutions will contact you within the next week to set up an initial evaluation. Prior to the evaluation, the occupational therapist will explain paperwork which will require your signature in order to treat and bill for services. Your Medicare insurance covers a limited number of occupational therapy home visits annually. You will need to provide your Medicare and secondary insurance information during the first visit. We encourage you to have any relevant caregivers, friends, and or family members present during the first visit. If you have any questions about these services, please contact Therapeutic Solutions at 919-239-4805. Again, Therapeutic Solutions at 919-239-4805. Between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. And they say thank you, and we look forward to serving you. On to summary of affordable health care legislation, also known as Obamacare. In North Carolina, there are only two companies providing coverage for people seeking health insurance related to this legislation. States that fully embrace the health care law typically have a half dozen insurers participating in the marketplace. So the two in North Carolina are the following: Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina and Coventry Health Care. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina has about two dozen plans on the marketplace. These plans are available in all 100 counties. Coventry Health Care offers a comparable variety of plans, but only in less than half the counties, including Wake. The law requires all plans to cover doctor visits, hospitalizations, prescriptions, and other common features. It is illegal to turn down customers with pre-existing conditions, to charge women more than men, and to charge older people more than three times the rates paid by younger customers. It includes maternity coverage for no extra charge. Whatever your opinion is, the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land. People with health insurance are less vulnerable to health and financial crises. Shopping can take place online or over the phone and is available at no cost. The time to sign up is between October 1 and March 31. The Affordable Care Act went into effect January 1, 2014. On the first day the federal marketplace opened, Blue Cross signed up about 200 people for subsidized coverage and 20,000 quotes for potential customers online. Individuals earning less than $46,000 a year, families making less than $94,000, qualify for tax breaks that reduce the cost of coverage. Some with low income will pay no monthly premiums after federal subsidies are applied. The cost of these policies will be impacted by the willingness of everyone to buy into the program, including the younger and healthier citizens. The federal government will operate North Carolina's online marketplace because state officials refused to take this responsibility, as they did in 35 other states. North Carolina has among the highest rates of uninsured people in the country. 1.6 million North Carolinians lack health coverage. North Carolina lawmakers and the governor made a decision to reject federal money, which was offered to expand Medicaid to 500,000 uninsured poor people, one-third of the uninsured throughout the state. North Carolina would have received $15 billion in federal funds if Medicaid was expanded. Navigators are people hired under federal grants to explain the plan's complexities. Disability Rights NC has legal mandate to help clients with disabilities navigate this system. The phone number to call 24 hours a day is 1-800-318-2596. So the phone number to call 24 hours a day is 1-800-318-2596. Applications for coverage are available online at www.healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. Those who fail to get insurance face penalties unless they qualify for hardship exemptions. We have two people who can assist with insurance. One is Corey Dunn and the other Gabrielle Martino, and they can be reached at 919-856-2195 or 1-899-235-4210. And that is a toll-free call. So 1-899-235-4210. Healthcare devices. Sections to add to your resource notebook. 1. Fitness and exercise. First, consult a physician. Control pain. Manage stress. Prevent falls. Control diabetes. Manage high blood pressure. Strengthen your heart. And promote feelings of wellness. 10-minute workout if you have limited time. Yoga and laughter yoga. Resistance bands available online. Chair exercises and creating movement opportunities. Cardio, strength, and flexibility. And establish exercise routines when sedentary, when weather is nice, when you must be inside. Healthcare devices. You're going to discuss and consider the need for the following adaptive devices related to healthcare. Circle those that appear necessary for your current situation. Talking thermometer. Talking scale. That has a high cost. Pill organizers. 4 times a day, twice, once. Pill cutters. Eye drop guide. Talking blood pressure cuff. For wrist or arm, need prescription from doctor or counselor to order. Diabetic products, talking glucometer, count a dose. Talking pill bottles through Voice RX. Grab bar for bathtub or shower. What are some other items that are not listed here? Tips for your exercise program. 1. Check with your physician before you begin any exercise program. Follow your physician's advice. 2. Go slow. Pace yourself. Listen to what your body tells you about your activity level. Modify the exercises as needed. If one limb is weak, help it with the other one. 3. Quality and control are much more important than the quantity of exercise you do. 4. Enjoy your exercise. 5. Warm-up and cool-down activities help to prevent injuries and direct your body to shift gears as needed. Do not exercise without them. 6. Challenge yourself and exert some effort in your exercise program. The higher you lift your arms and legs, the more you challenge your body. 7. Your goals are very significant to you and greatly influence your actions and motivations. Set some short-term goals that you believe you can achieve in 2 to 3 weeks. As you experience success, you will continue to aim for higher, more ambitious results. Believe in yourself and follow your dreams. 8. Stop exercising immediately. If you experience extreme shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, dizziness, excessive perspiration, or muscle cramps. These symptoms should be taken seriously. If the symptoms do not go away, get immediate medical attention. The 10-Minute Total Body Breakthrough by Sean Foy. Part 1, 4 minutes. High energy aerobic training. Rotate 30 seconds slow with 30 seconds intense. Chair march. Chair job. Alternate. March standing. Jog. Part 2, 3 minutes. Resistance exercise. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Squat, thrust, rotation. Chair or wall push-up. Wall squat. Part 3, 2 minutes. Core strengthening. 2 exercises. 1 minute, 1 minute. Step back from chair. Back straight. Tiptoes. Sit in a chair. Back straight. Lean one side, then the other. Part 4, 1 minute. Stretching and deep breathing. 30 seconds hold. 2 exercises. In chair, keep back straight. Bend forward, hold. Chair spinal twist. Arms crossed in front, like Indian, and twist from side to side. 15 seconds each side. Sitting exercises just 10 minutes a day. Below the waist, heel raises, toe circles, bend knee, straighten knee. Marching in place, sit to stand, above the waist. Turn your head side to side, to center, to other side. Repeat 3 times. Tip your ear to your shoulders, then up. Repeat on the other side. Lift your shoulders up, then push down. Roll one shoulder clockwise, then change directions. Repeat other shoulder. Side bending. Gently lean to the right side with left arm in the air. Hold on to chair with other arm for stability. Do other side. Sitting on edge of chair, checking for room in front. Bend forward, trying to touch your toes. Come back up and repeat. More easy exercises to try. Arms and hands. Extend your arms straight out. Bend at the elbow and bring hands to chest. Repeat. Extend arms, open hands, move fingers like playing the piano. Place hands behind head and neck. Slowly move elbows in, then out, like wing flap. Take both arms and reach them in same direction to create a circular frame. For added challenge, use small weight, like a can. Hold out hands palm down. Pull the 4 fingers back to stretch your wrist. And finally, make hand circles. Standing exercises. Hold on to walker or sturdy chair for support if needed. March in place for 30 seconds. Raise up on toes, then heels. Bend knees. Mini squats. Side step to the left, then to the right. Kick leg to the left, then to the right. Slide right foot back. Let straight until you are just touching your toe. Reverse. Fall prevention. 1. Warm up. A. Deep breathing. Hands on stomach and fill your diaphragm. Inhale and exhale 3 to 5 times. B. Good morning stretch. Stretch arms wide. Take a deep breath. Gently turn to the left a little further with each exhale. Repeat stretching right. C. Foot circles. Sit with both feet on the floor. Raise one foot and rotate clockwise 5 times. Change direction and repeat with other foot. D. Seated knee raises. Lift your left knee, then right knee, as if marching. Repeat 5 to 10 times. 2. Arm and leg exercises. A. Diagonal arm press across body. Reach with left arm across to the right shoulder. Press on elbow with right hand. Switch arms. Repeat 5 times. B. Rowing exercise. While seated, reach out in front of your body. Pull arms in as if you are rowing. Try to pinch shoulders together 5 to 10 times. C. Seated leg extensions. While seated, straighten your leg and then return to floor. Repeat 5 to 10 times. Alternate legs. D. Toe stands. Stand behind your chair, using chair for support. Rise up on your toes. Pause. Return to heels. Repeat 5 to 10 times. May try with 1 foot at a time. 3. Coordination. A. Sidestepping. Step to the left. Bring right foot over. Then step to the right. Continue 15 to 30 seconds. Do longer if comfortable. B. The box step. Right foot forward, then feet together. Right foot to the side, then feet together. Left to the side, then feet together. Repeat 3 to 5 cycles. 4. Hand flexibility. Wrist rise and fall. Place arm on arm of chair or table. Let your hand hang off the edge of the tabletop. Slowly lift fingers to the ceiling. Repeat 5 times. B. Finger spread. Spread fingers on both hands apart. Relax into a fist. Repeat motions 5 times. 5. Back stretch. A. Elbow stretch. Place fingers on your shoulder. Raise elbows to shoulder. Gently move your elbows together. Try to move as close as possible. 5 times. B. Hip circles. With hands on hips, make circles with hips without moving shoulders. 10 to 15 times. Repeat 2 cycles. 6. Cool down. A. Ear to shoulder. Bring left ear to left shoulder and hold for 10 seconds. Repeat to the right. Repeat 3 times. B. Giant bear hug stretch. Wrap your arms around your body. Try to reach behind your back. Squeeze! Take 2 or 3 deep breaths and relax. Good job. Okay, here are some more back exercises. 1. Knee to chest, laying on back. Knees bent, feet flat on floor. Grab knee with both hands and pull to chest. Hold 15 to 20 seconds. Switch and do the same with the other knee. Repeat 3 times. Lower back rotation is number 2. Keeping shoulders touching floor and feet flat on floor, roll both knees from one side to the other. Hold for 5 to 10 seconds. Switch to other side. Repeat 3 times. 3. Bridge exercise. Laying on back, feet flat on floor, place hands on chest. Raise hips to create bridge. Hold for 3 breaths. Relax and repeat 5 times. Number 4. Cat stretch. Position yourself on hands and knees. Allow back and abs to sag towards floor. Then arch back. Hold for 3 seconds. Repeat 5 times. 5. Lower back rotation. Sit in chair, feet flat on floor. Cross right leg and grab knee with left hand. Twist so that you are looking far right and hold for 5 seconds. Reverse process using left leg and right hand. Beginning to use resistance bands. 1. Practice moves for a couple of weeks without resistance bands if you have a serious joint condition. 2. Select the correct resistance band for each exercise. 2 hours post-exercise, you should not experience increased pain. 3. Posture is critical. Be sure to sit or stand tall. Your ears should be stacked over your shoulders. Shoulders should be over your hips and ankles. 4. Never hold your breath. Exhale on the hardest part of the exercise. Inhale on the return portion. 5. It's okay to back off, but don't quit. 6. Warm up with some mild aerobic activity before you start your strength training. 7. It's best to do one set of 8 reps. Wait 45 seconds and do another set. 8. Aim to include 10 exercises in your program, 4 for lower body and 6 for upper body. 9. Aim to do training at least 2 to 3 times a week. 10. Warm up in the beginning and stretch in the end. And here are some warm-up and cool-down exercises. Number 1. Windmill. Arms up above head. Thumbs touching. Move parallel to body, down towards hips. Repeat. Number 2. Elbow touch. Hands touch shoulders. Touch in front, then spread to the side. Number 3. Sit in chair. Stretch leg out. Point toe down, then up. Switch legs. Repeat. Number 4. Side bend. With one hand at your side, reach with other hand as high as you can. Lean to the side. Pause and repeat. Switch arms. Sit in chair with band behind the upper portion of the chair. Grasp end of band near your shoulders. Slowly bend torso forward. Pause and return to upright sitting position. Resistance band exercises. For the upper body, pull down. Hold band above head with some resistance and pull down and apart in front of chest. Wrap band behind upper back and grab either side of band. Push forward, keeping band chest level. Resistance band exercises for the lower body. Sit with proper posture. Place one foot on the floor and extend the other leg out in front of you. Wrap the band around the ball of your foot. Slowly point your foot, keeping tension in the band. Repeat. Sit in chair with one foot on floor and the other foot pulled towards chest. Wrap band around foot and press out, stopping before your knee locks. Repeat. Stand with your feet on the center of the band. Grasp each end of the band and pull hands to shoulders. Squat down halfway. Don't allow your knees to extend past your toes. Pause and return to standing position. Repeat. While seated, wrap band around your thighs. Slowly separate your knees. Repeat. Resistance band exercises for your core. Sit in chair with band behind the upper portion of the chair. Grasp end of band near your shoulders. Slowly bend torso forward. Pause and return to upright sitting position. Repeat. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart and place band under right foot. Grasp band near your right hip with right hand and lean to the left. Return. Repeat. Switch sides. And finally, assume fairly wide staggered stance and step on band with front foot. With both hands, grasp the band and pull band up, twisting body in opposite direction. Reverse woodcutter. Repeat on the other or opposite side. All right, and finally, we're going to go to laughter yoga. The health benefits: good for your heart, respiratory muscles, abdominal muscles, reduces blood pressure, reduces feelings of stress, helps reduce wrinkles, and gives you a feeling of well-being. It can also make you more attractive to others. Accept that you don't need a reason to laugh. Just start laughing. 1. Clap your hands in front of the heart. Focus on your stomach and laugh ho ho. Focus on your chest and laugh ha ha. Change between your abdomen and your chest. Ho ho ha ha. 2. Place your hands on your head. Laugh ha ha ha. And move hands to your chest. Shout ha ha ha. Move hands to stomach and yell ho ho ho. Concentrate on your feet and trample with your feet.
Ho ho
ho. This really is funny. 3. Do the laughing wave. Bow your upper body to the earth. Have your hands facing down. Focus on the ground. Send your hands upward to heaven. Wail like a siren. Ha, 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 ha. Perform the laughing wave several times. Through laughter, connect heaven and earth. 4. Do the welcome laughter. Within a group, keep eye contact and laugh until all people in the group are happy. At home, do the same in front of a mirror. 5. Think the mantra. May all beings be happy. Let there be a world of laughing. 6. 1 minute laugh. Extend your hands to heaven. Concentrate on your chest and laugh. Ha ha ha. 7. Sing the Om song at the end of laughter yoga for 1 minute or until you are calm. Use your own melody. Warning. Do not laugh at others, only with them. Prefer jokes about yourself in place of humiliating another person for the sake of a joke.